Welcome to another episode of the Simply Chrissy podcast. This is your girl Chrissy coming to you once again with more good. This is episode 23. I hope that you're doing good. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you get some gems from the gold I'm about to drop. The golden nuggets I'm about to drop. Before I get into the golden nuggets, be sure to check out simplychrissyblog.com as well as Simply Chrissy Blog on Facebook, IG, and Twitter. Everything Simply Chrissy Blog. Okay, today we're going to be talking about vegan pizza options. So this is applicable to really anybody who is a foodie. You don't necessarily need to be vegan or plant-based to want to try vegan pizza. I will say that a lot of vegan pizzas taste like trash. And that's from restaurants as well as, you know, trying to buy a frozen variety from a health food store or the specialty food section in certain grocery stores. It's still pretty slim pickings right now, but I have come across two winners this year that I wanted to share with you and that I'm excited about. So the first one, the brand is Pizza Oggi, O-G-G-I. The Americana flavor is the one that I tried. There is another flavor. It's either Sicilian or Siciliano or whatever. Something with Sicily in it. The only reason why I didn't try that is because that one is supposed to be a, air quotes, all meat version. Of course, there's no meat. It's a vegan pizza. But when I looked at the sodium content, it was like astronomical. And so I was like, I don't feel like having a heart attack right now. So I didn't try that one. So you can go to www.oggifoods.com and check it out. They're probably on Instagram as well, and obviously probably Facebook. You can just Google Oggi Foods. Again, that's spelled O-G-G-I. I had the Americana flavor. It was fantastic. It is a cauliflower crust. It's a veggie pizza featuring, it's like roasted vegetables. It's like super delicious, featuring Beyond Meat crumbles. It is GMO free as well as gluten free. It's like a 9 out of 10. I give it like a 9 out of 10, because I honestly haven't had any good vegan pizzas at restaurants. There was one local pizza shop that had a cauliflower crust like last year, and it was their first iteration, and then they got rid of it and brought in a different recipe for their cauliflower crust. Gross. No. And I complained to them, and I don't know, they gave some reason for the reason that they gave some reason for changing it, but that was the closest I got to enjoying a vegan pizza. And where I'm located geographically in Manitoba, Canada, which is above Minnesota in the United States of America, we are the province immediately above that. So I'm sure in the United States, there's a lot of great options out there, especially in places like California. I'm sure there's a crap load of great options out there, but for where I'm at, I couldn't speak English for a moment there, for where I'm at, and in this point in time, the pickings are still pretty slim, so restaurants are not churning out good pizzas, vegan pizzas, or gluten-free pizzas, to be honest with you. Crust is lacking, and so I just have to do with the options I can find. So again, the best option, which is option number one, Pizza Oggi, the Americana flavor. Google it, Oggi Foods, or go to the website oggifoods.com. Coming in at number two, we have the Pizza Margherita by, air quotes, Holy Veggie is the brand. And that is spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y space veggie with an exclamation point. This is a vegan pizza. This is gluten-free. It is also made with a cauliflower crust. This cauliflower crust is a little bit more crisp. It's a little bit more grainy. I would like to say that none of the crusts taste like cauliflower. So don't think, cauliflower doesn't have much of a taste anyway, because I eat cauliflower itself. It is not a very strong tasting vegetable. But don't think that you're literally going to be tasting whatever you think cauliflower tastes like. There is no taste of cauliflower. Zero. So just wanted to get that out the way. So this one is a little bit more grainy, I feel like, in the second option, second pizza, the Holy Pizza, or sorry, Holy Veggie Pizza. A little bit more grainy, and it's very crispy. It's a thicker crust than the Augie Pizza. And the Augie Pizza cauliflower crust tastes more, it tastes like regular crust, to be honest with you. I forgot that it was cauliflower crust. So that's how good it is. Yeah, so anyway, but the Holy Veggie Pizza, the crust is more crunchy. You want to watch it while you're cooking it. Let me rephrase that. You want to make sure you don't overcook it, because you're going to burn the bottom of the crust. And then it's going to be, I don't find it tastes as good, because I accidentally got mine a little bit too brown. And it just enhances the crunch that comes from the grainier texture of the crust. That's the best I can describe it. I don't know how else to describe it. Anyway, this is a good option, this margarita pizza. I don't recall seeing any other flavor. However, if you were to Google Holy Veggie Pizza, I'm sure that the website or the Instagram page or the Facebook page would show you all of the options that are available. So I would say to check that out. It was good. They could have cut up the tomato smaller, to be honest with you, instead of having these massive hunks of tomato, so that it would have cooked better onto the pizza. But otherwise, the cheese was good. It didn't taste gross. I'm pretty sure you've heard me talk about Daiya shreds in the past, in previous podcast episodes. Not my favorite. Don't recommend. But this one is good, so I do recommend. And I don't know, I'm not quite sure which cheese they use on the Pizza Augie pizza. They might have just honestly made their own, to be honest with you. Anyways, for now, those are the two pizza options that I have checked out that I think that you guys would enjoy and should investigate. It's worth investigating, especially the Pizza Augie one. Phenomenal. And it retails for about $8.99 Canadian, the Pizza Augie one. And then the Holy Veggie one is about, it depends on where you buy it. If you go to a health food store, it's always going to be more expensive. Probably like nine something. Maybe even 10. But if you go to the specialty section of like a regular grocery store, so to speak, providing that they actually carry it, because the Holy Veggie Pizza is not carried at every single regular grocery store. So anyway, that one's probably about, I think it was like $7 or $8.99 as well. Okay, that's about it. Check it out. Again, these pizzas, although they're vegan pizzas, anybody can eat them, whether you are plant-based, you are a regular meat eater, you are whatever, anybody can eat them. If you're a foodie, it's nice to mix up what you eat. And my last thing is, just remember that pizza should not be your staple diet, like as in like it should not be what you eat on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Pizza and things like pizza, burgers, all that kind of stuff, French fries, which I love, those are treats. Those are not the main thing that your health regimen or your food regimen is built off of. Otherwise, you're going to have freaking problems, period. Okay? Love ya.